Here's a thought I'll title simply, I Was. And the idea behind today's thought is how we go about the process of deciding what the photograph's purpose is. I've always thought that there's a component to being a fine art photographer that's rooted in, essentially, personal testament. Every photograph we make says, in part at least, I was here, I existed, this is what I saw, this was important to me. It's all about an ego expression, and I think that's a good thing. The word ego can often be used in the context of something not very complimentary, but in this case, I think it is. Because the opposite of expressing ourselves and making an egoistic statement, the opposite is to attempt to be invisibly objective and let the subject speak entirely for itself. In which case, we've sort of abdicated the challenge of making personally expressive artwork to subjects that in themselves are beautiful, spectacular, in which we are not supposed to have any of ourselves introduced into the image because it's all about the subject. I wouldn't want to be so rigid as to say these are hard and fast divisions in the process of making fine art photographs. And I suppose both approaches are valid, but there's no question that the former approach requires a larger sense of ego. We have to believe that what we have to say through our artwork is important enough to not only say it, but to have other people see it. And I'll admit that doesn't always happen. In fact, I should confess that when I create art without a sense of ego in it, it seems to me to be illustration rather than artistic expression. And I know that kind of division isn't universal. Not everybody thinks this way. But for me, somehow in every picture, particularly in every project, I want me to be visible in it at least a little bit, so that it truly becomes personally expressive artwork that does in part say, I was here, I existed, and this is what I saw and is important to me.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.